The team with the biggest support in Glasgow and the West. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Well, in the early kickoff, Rangers got the result they wanted. It maybe wasn't in the style that fans would have liked to have seen, but in a title race, it doesn't matter too much. They have the 3 points. They're level on points with Celtic in the Premiership now, and we now turn to Dens Park. Dundee against Celtic. Let's go back to Dens Park, get a recap of those teams and a bit of build-up with Fraser Wishart.
Yeah, I think it's the way it's going to be from now to the end of the season. Both teams, both sets of fans looking at the opposition and looking at the results, and Celtic fans getting to fill into my left-hand side. They'd have been really interested half an hour ago when Rangers were struggling. But of course the Rangers fans will now be breathing a sigh of relief after getting that goal and getting the 3 points. But I think they'll be looking at games where Celtic might drop points other than the Old Firm clash, which come up in a couple of weeks. I think they've probably looked at this game with Dundee in a bit of decent form and getting into the top six and away to Kilmarnock. Celtic are away to Kilmarnock on the 15th of May as the most probable places they will drop points. And Dundee has said, excellent season. They'll be hunting St Mirren. They'll have enjoyed the fact that Rangers won because the fifth place gets them into Europe. And that really top off a fantastic season for Tony Docherty and his players. And of course, last time out, they drew 0-0 with Rangers. A result that's seen Celtic just have a lead now of 3 points at the top of the table and a driving seat for the title. And certainly because of their really good form, they've hit at the right time. They've got key players back like Carter Vickers and Hatate, they're back fit. And since they lost to Hearts at Tynecastle on the 3rd of March, they've scored at least 3 goals in each of their last 6 games. But you do think there's a wee bit of vulnerability from time to time with Celtic. You saw that last week when they lost the 3 goals to Aberdeen and lost 3 at Celtic as well, throwing away the lead on both occasions. So this is a game, it's not a gimme. Dundee have players that can cause problems, like some McCown and Milligan in midfield have been excellent, and in the back Dundee will have to be vigilant though, because they've got the likes of Furuhashi and James Forrest, of course, is the man who's coming into the team on that left hand side. They'll be a real threat, but Celtic know they can't afford to slip up. The title's in their hands and every win brings it a bit closer. But I think this will be a bit of a test for Celtic, although in the 3 games this year it's 13-1 on aggregate for Celtic against Dundee. But just give you quickly give you the team lines. 4 changes for Dundee. Shaughnessy and Cameron drop out completely through injury, and Costello and Donnelly drop to the bench. In come Lamy, Mulligan, Dodgson and a back Boateng. They're going with a 4-5-1 formation. John McCracken in goals, a back four, Jordan McGee, Antonio Portales, Ricky Lamy and Owen Dodgson. Across the middle, Josh Mulligan, Mohamed Sela, Malachi Boateng, Luke McCowan and Scott Tiffany, with Amadou Bakayoko as the lone striker. Subs are Sharp, Astley, Main, Lamy, Robinson, Robertson, Boateng, Mellon, Donnelly, Howley and Costello. For Celtic, it's just that one change, as we said earlier. No surprise, James Forrest is the man that's come in. Brendan Rodgers talking about him in glowing terms during the week, and he comes in to replace Yang, who drops to the bench. So 4-3-3, Joe Hart in goals, Alistair Johnson, Cameron Carter-Vickers, Liam Scales and Greg Taylor at the back. Across the middle, Matt O'Reilly, Callum McGregor and Riho Tati, with Nicholas Kuhn, Kyogo Furuhashi and James Forrest as the front three. Bain, Palmer, Ida, Navroki, Iwata, Bernardo, Kelly, Ralston and Yang are the subs. And the referee today at Dens Park is John Beaton, and the VAR is a VAR specialist, Andrew Dallas.
Yes, does that result in Paisley add just a bit of extra pressure onto Celtic to get the result now?
Of course, it has to be that way. They're now level on points. Celtic are better off by 4 goals now instead of 5. For Celtic today, the object of the exercise, I think, is to get Kyogo, Forrest, O'Reilly doing more things right than the Celtic defence does things that are wrong. They've got to be better than the defence, because the defence at some point will let Celtic down this afternoon, and they've got to be better at the other end to make sure that the defensive mistakes don't cost Celtic the game.
Yeah, 3-0 at home in the first game between these two this season for Celtic. Of course, it was a 3-0 win at Dens Park in the only other game at Dens Park, and then that 7-1 win back in February at Celtic Park. So Celtic certainly have a very good record over Tony Docherty's side this season.
Without doubt, I think the last 2 games are the most important ones. Of course, I think it was Boxing Day, Celtic went up there. That's a huge fixture, and it could have been quite a sticky one for Celtic, but managed to get the job done that occasion. Then the 7-1, you know, Dundee just capitulated. However, it was probably Celtic's best performance of the season, that game, and everybody was on song on that evening. They're going to need a similar performance to the go at Boxing Day. Up there, they're going to have to be resolute. They're going to have to be, you know, a lot more compact than they showed last week against Aberdeen. on a big Hampden pitch. But Hugh's right, going forward, they're going to have to take their opportunities when they come along, and they've got plenty of firepower in there. You know, what you think of Kuhn, he's still a threat. Kyogo will get you goals, and James Forrest, he's the big news returning. What can he give Celtic this afternoon when they really need him?
Yeah, they'll be hoping for a better day than Ange Postecoglou's having 3-0 down at home in the North London Derby with just 39 minutes gone in that game. So yeah, it seems to be with Tottenham that they're sort of one way or the other quite often under them. But back to Dens Park, James Forrest, I'm sure he'll be delighted to be in the starting lineup. He'll be eager to show that he feels he can play a big part between now and the end of the season.
I've said all season, I think that we get to a certain stage with players, and the minute they become a certain age, oh, we're writing them off. I think Forrest has still got a lot to offer Celtic. The reason he's got all those medals, won all those trophies, is because he's a very good player. Now, he's not went back the way. I think Brendan Rodgers has just given him that G up of, you know, I maybe should have played him a lot more. I think that was because he come on last week. Brendan Rodgers knew he was going to play him in this game. He's built his confidence up more and more and more. Not that Forrest needs it, because he's a very experienced player. Look, Celtic, I'm looking at team lines. They're probably nearly 90-odd% to their strongest starting 11. That's a good start for them today. Dundee have missed a couple of players in defence, important players to them. If Celtic play their capabilities this afternoon, Celtic will win this game easily at Dens Park. If they don't and they're off it, Dundee can cause problems.
In terms of league matches, James Forrest has played 18 times this season, but that only equates to 379 minutes of football. That's just over sort of four, worth 90 minutes, essentially. He's got three goals as well, so yeah, a good return.
I have to see it in simplistic terms. James Forrest is 10 times the player Yang is. Therefore, there should be no...
You don't like Yang, do you?
No. I mean, he's not up to...
But the thing is, Brendan Rodgers hasn't seen it that way, has he? Because he's preferred Yang to James Forrest on plenty of occasions this campaign.
Well, I repeat, James Forrest is 10 times the player Yang is. And you need players now. Rangers have gone level on points with Celtic. It's now a test of nerve. The whole afternoon becomes a test of nerve, mental strength, call it what you like. But Celtic, if they leave anything behind in Dundee, we're really in for a title race here. And I go back to the evidence of not only last weekend, losing three goals to Aberdeen, one early, one in the last minute of regulation time, one in the last minute of extra time. I go back over the season. Celtic, the team who used to have the habit, deservedly recognised as being the team that scored late goals, are now the team that concede late goals.
I've got to say, Hugh, I know what you're saying, right, but Yang just now isn't going to win you the league for Celtic, we know that, but let's take into consideration, he's a 21-year-old lad, he's come over here, he's in a different country, he's playing different style of football. If you look at his career, he's not played a lot of football, right? I'm not arguing the fact I would play Forrest all day long. I think right now Forrest is as good as any of them in the wide areas. But Yang, I think, will be for the next year or two, whatever. This is now down to the serious part of the league, the business side of it. I think he's quite right going with guys that know how to get the job done, and James Forrest comes into that bracket.
Because there is no way, if Celtic lose the title, you can say, now listen, lads, we lost it because Yang's a developing player, and so is Paulo Bernardo, and so is...
But I'm not saying that, but I just don't think we should... Because he's not performing now at that level, that we should just automatically write him off and say, oh, he's not good, he's not this and that. The guy needs time to blend into a new club, a new country, new culture, everything. Now, in a year's time, 2 years' time, I might be standing here, if we're lucky enough, and totally agree 100% and say, Hugh, you got that, you called that early, spot on. The boy's 21. You know what I mean? He's hardly played football. He's in a massive club that are going for a title. There's a lot of pressure on him. I totally agree. I see him sometimes and I think, yeah, he's got good ability. I see him other times, I totally agree with you. But I just think that we go very quickly in players just now.
the front line interesting as well, because there was a real question going into every Celtic game at one point: would it be Adam Eder? Would it be Kyogo? I think that's the sixth game in a row now that Kyogo started ahead of Adam Eder. Looks as if he's really sort of solidified himself as, you know, Celtic's undisputed number nine once again.
Yeah, he's your best bet, and I think he fits into the style that Brendan Rodgers wants to play as plan A. There's no doubt about that. When Hitati and O'Reilly are there in the midfield and McGregor's back now, Kyogo fits into that style. He'll run off the shoulder, he'll give options for those passes, he'll make it incredibly difficult to play against. I think Adam Eder at the minute finds himself firmly in plan B. When things aren't going well and they're not getting service to Kyogo, or they aren't getting in behind teams, you'll see Eder off the bench if that happens today. And that's what Celtic need to avoid. They need to avoid it being a scrap. They need to play the football that Brendan Rodgers likes to play, fast and to the point, really. If they do that, they'll get a result.
But we'll get some reaction from the managers from the early game and more build-up to Dundee against Celtic next.
The team with the biggest support in Glasgow and the West. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
One game down and one to go in the Scottish Premiership today. Rangers edging past St Mirren 2-1 in Paisley. They go level on points with Celtic, and now it's Celtic's time to respond. They are away at Dens Park to play Tony Docherty's Dundee as they look to extend the gap at the top of the table back to 3 points. And this just highlights the real pressure situation that both teams are in now, Hugh.
Well, this is what everyone enjoys. The supporters are forced into sleepless nights by it all. However, we wanted a title race worthy of the name. We haven't had one for years, and now we do have. And I like the ping pong effect. You know, Rangers have won 2-1, shabby performance, but 1-2-1, and now Celtic have got to win. It's as simple as that. Got to win.
Brendan Rodgers saying on Friday that his team need to get their trophy heads on. This is the exact scenario he'll be looking for. It said he's confident that they'll be able to, because of the proven track record they've got at this time of the season.
Well, he's got plenty of experience in his squad. Guys who know how to get the job done. Guys who are a lot of that side had the job done by this time last year. Remember, it was post-split. Was it the first game it was done? Away at Tynecastle. But, you know, they've got pressure on their shoulders. I keep saying it, when you've got real pressure on your shoulders, it sometimes can go a different way. But when you've got McGregor and you've got Carter Vickers, who's a cool head in there, you know, James Forrest with his medals and experience, it certainly helps you in the dressing room within these situations. But again, it all comes down to how you perform on the pitch. You know, you could have all the experience in the world, all the medals, and been over the course and distance, but you could still go out there and play poorly. So Rodgers will be hoping that his players go out there, play at the top of their powers, and bow Dundee away.
I've got to be honest, Andrew, I'm listening to guys there. I look at today's fixtures, I thought there was more pressure on Rangers this afternoon. If Rangers had to lose in Paisley or drop points and Celtic won, you're not seeing any way back. If Celtic lose at Dens Park today, the only benefit for them is they're still top of the league in goal difference. They'll still get the next Rangers game at Parkhead, where they'll get firm favourites. So I thought all the pressure was lumped on Rangers early. Now they've responded, and well done to them, because it was a scrappy game. Of course it was. It's all about 3 points. They achieved that. Today I'm looking at a Celtic team, it's not far off its strongest. There's good firepower in it. McGregor, Hatate, so important in the middle of the park, where Riley, who at times this season's been absolutely brilliant. If Celtic play to any of their potential, they'll win the game this afternoon.
As we do in this part of the world, we do tend to focus on the big two, Celtic and Rangers, but Dundee will have just seen St Mirren lose there to Rangers, and they'll feel that they maybe have an opportunity, Fraser Wishart, today.
Yeah, absolutely. They want to be playing in Europe, Dundee, I'm sure. It would just top off a fantastic season when Tony Docherty came in. They had a title-winning team last year, but the manager had left, and he's changed the team around. I think 21, 22 new players, most of them on loan. So he's had to build a team, and I think he's done a terrific job. So yeah, if they can get a point here, then it would take them that bit closer to St Mirren and put them right on the tails. And you think that the game between Dundee and St Mirren, when they eventually play, will be the deciding factor of who gets fifth place. We now know that's going to be Europe. So for teams like them and Kilmarnock, it's terrific. But you have to say, I don't think they're going to have any great confidence, Dundee, given the results this year. I think I said earlier, 13-1 is the aggregate score for Celtic this season in three games. So Celtic in great form as well, scoring lots of goals in recent weeks. So I think that's why there's a slight change, a 4-5-1, a slightly more defensive formation by Tony Docherty today than it was against Rangers a couple of weeks ago. I think he'll just want to stay in the game as long as he possibly can. But a point today they'd be absolutely delighted with. And if they could do that, then what a confidence that will give them for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, Stephen Robinson mentioned his side post-split last season, you know, maybe a bit of a sort of subconscious relaxing across the board, but just given how tight it is, Dundee in that similar situation where they've got into the top six, they've achieved essentially what, you know, maybe people thought they wouldn't be able to this season, but because they still have Europe to grasp for, you'd expect to see a team really fighting over these next five matches.
Without question, starting today, Tony Docherty knows that the pressure subconsciously is on Celtic, because I don't agree with Gordon DL that if Celtic lose, okay, the Old Firm game's at Celtic Park. They've got Hearts next weekend, Celtic, who have beaten Celtic home and away this season. I believe that every game, Celtic should be targeting a win. And that applies very much so this afternoon at Dundee. My concern for Celtic would be the defence. Couldn't keep pigeons out of a loft.
Well, let's hear from Tony Docherty and Brendan Rodgers, shall we?
Any strengths that they've got, we try and negate, and any weaknesses they've got, we try and exploit. And that's what we'll be endeavouring to do on Sunday. And we'll really look forward to the fact that we're at home. You know, I think the home support have been fantastic this season. They won the most recent game there against Rangers. And I'd be looking for them to, you know, contribute as well as much as they've done all season, because they've been outstanding. And again, I go back to that, you know, they must be proud of their team, because their team, I've just come up for being newly promoted. I've achieved all those objectives. And if anybody'd say that at the start of the season, maybe a possibility of, for the first time in 21 years, getting to Europe, then I think they'd have taken that. But they've played a pivotal part, and I hope they do continue to do that on Sunday.
Listen, I think they've had good results right the way through the season. I think Tony's done a brilliant job, him and his staff. That there'll be stronger squads, I'm sure, in the league, that will feel that they could have made the top six. But I think the likes of Tony, what he's done, you know, what the likes of Stephen Robinson has done at St Mirren, Derek Kilmarnock, they've really shown their coaching and managerial qualities. And then in particular, Tony coming through and his first season in the Premiership as a manager, the job he's done is absolutely brilliant. So I expect them to play how they've played all season, which is with a collective spirit, work very, very hard for each other and give any team a problem.
With just a few minutes to go until kickoff, we'll go back to Dens Park next.
The winning team all season long. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Almost time for kickoff between Dundee and Celtic. Think we can go back to Dens Park for a final bit of build-up with Fraser Wishart.
Yeah, we're just about to kick off here, Andrew. The Celtic players in their huddle, as they do before every single game. The teams have changed ends, so Celtic will be shooting down the hill, down the slope. They've got at Dens Park here in the first half towards their own supporters, who are here in complete anticipation of 3 points and another great performance by Celtic. We know what's in it for them, we know what's in it for Dundee. Dundee will want to stay in the game for as long as they possibly can and maybe try and nick a goal on the break at some point, because Celtic will come here to try and dominate from the kickoff. They know 3 points is absolutely vital. They know the title is in their hands. And if they get a goal or two up, you never know, they might try and push for more, because goal difference could count at the very end of the season. So in the middle of the park in front of me, Matt O'Reilly is standing with the ball. John Beaton blows his whistle. At Dens Park, it's Dundee against Celtic.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard Goal Flashes with M&D Green Pharmacy. They're always looking for new people to join their community pharmacy team. Apply now.
Yes, underway in Dundee for Dundee against Celtic, part two of this Sunday double header. Rangers, of course, 2-1 winners over St Mirren earlier on. A prediction that Gordon DL got correct. So time for you three to try and see if you can match what Gordon DL did for the earlier game.
Dundee 2, Celtic 2.
Worst controversial.
Yeah, I'll go Dundee 0, Celtic 2.
3-0 Celtic.
There we go. Three pretty different results. Mm. Yeah. Don't mind it. Bit of variety in there. You went for a draw in the earlier game, didn't
I?
Did.
I was close, Andrew. I was close. I had method to my prediction. Why was I not close?
Because you know, it wasn't
it was 2-1. I said it was going to be 1-1. That's close.
No, it's
you
not
were
right.
You were correct. You got it spot on, but you cannot say that.
You don't walk that, into the bookies and say
2-1
is
close
my money
to 1-1.
I was close. You weren't close.
No, I'm not saying that. I says it was close because
fair.
Both teams score. It was 1-1 for a long time. But well done to you. You called it 2-1.
Thank you. I like a bit of congratulations.
Yes.
Hugh, we'll just try and keep you in it for the first two and a half, man.
Stay quiet about Hughes earlier on.
James Forrest operating down the left, which he has done sort of more often than not in recent seasons sometimes anyway. But I mean, you were so used to seeing him down that right wing, weren't you? Coming through his time at Celtic, but now out on the left has to offer something different cutting in.
I wonder what he prefers. Obvious that Brendan Rodgers prefers his wingers to come in the pitch. He's got Kuhn on that other side to come in on his left foot. Forrest will need to do the same in his right foot. But Maeda plays that way, doesn't he? Out in that position, right footed, and he has to come in as well, or he has to get to the touchline. And we quite often see his crosses blazed over with his left foot. I think Forrest's a wee bit more composed actually in that area than Maeda is.
I think Forrest is better now at his age and the experience coming off the left hand side. He's not one of these now that'll put the ball by you and go down the wing and whip balls in. He comes in, he's on that
early
right foot
chance
there,
here,
yeah.
Just slices that effort over the bar.
I'd be swapping wings right away. but he can come in, he can bounce things off strikers, he can curl, we've seen him at Hampden last week, curling one into the far corner, and there again, he comes on to that right foot. Not the best effort he's ever had, but good start.
I was wondering how he got so much space here, but then when you see the shot from behind the goal, you see Greg Taylor underlapping him, and he's the one that takes McGee in the pitch, and it's Mulligan that's trying to get back to Forrest. So definitely ploy from Celtic to try and free up their wide men by taking the fullbacks back in the pitch.
Yeah, 3 minutes gone at Dens Park so far. How's the surface looking?
Surface looking very good.
That's amazing to think that this pitch
was come under so much
was in the news
criticism.
It does appear to be raining in Dundee, but the pitch does look, I wouldn't say first class because it's anything but it's playable.
How bad are my eyes, by the way? Because I have no idea whether it's raining or not from these photos.
No, they had a
close up.
Tony Docherty sitting in the stand.
Oh, yeah, sitting in the stand. He's suspended for this one. I think it's four yellow cards he's picked up this season. So managers can be punished for a sort of accumulation of yellow cards as well. Don't see it all that often, really, but he's having to sit this one in the stand.
He's never been the quietest Tony on the touchline, has he? Even as an assistant. And when he first started out at Dundee United as just a coach on Ian McCall's backroom team, he was a bit quieter then, but he's certainly got a loud voice now, serving his suspension with his wee AirPod in. That's the method of communication. Just one AirPod.
Oh, here's a chance.
Yeah, an opening for Celtic. Whoa. It's a deflected shot that goes into the arms of John McCracken.
What happened to goalkeepers in this country?
I know, he was
Bobbled awkwardly in front of him because it took a deflection, didn't it?
I think if you look at it, it's very the modern wingers now. Kuhn is right left footed. He's playing the right wing. Forrest is right footed, playing the left wing.
What about that?
Yeah, good kick out
to the goalkeeper.
It's all about coming in the pitch and trying to have an effort. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I think he got away with that, really, didn't he, John McCracken? Because it sort of looped up into the air over Kyogo and ended
He's hit Kyogo in the back of the head. Kyogo's standing in front of him. He manages to hit him in the head, and somehow it's managed to
falls
turn into a
Dundee
attack,
corner. And they've got a corner. Yeah.
Now it's a test of the flaky four at the back, and Joe Hart, who never, you know, set pieces, never looks quite at it for me.
Yeah, Dundee's first chance to get a ball into the box. It'll be Owen Dodgson's out swinging delivery from the corner.
Dundee Ultras just behind him there, all about 5 year old with a drum. Where did he get a drum from?
Their family, mum and dad sitting next to them.
They've robbed the old music department in the high school to bring that, haven't they? Oh, fans nowadays, brilliant. They add a bit of colour in life to the whole proceedings, don't they?
That's what you want to see though, young fans trying to create a bit of atmosphere.
Aye.
And a bit of noise.
Nah.
No.
What do you like?
Do you like
flat
a silent game of football?
You still like the supporter shirt and tie, flat cap.
No.
Newspaper under the arm.
I want to be in a hospitality box.
Yeah, Hugh, I'm with you in that, mate. That's the only way to go.
I'm not sitting in the rain in Dundee.
Do you know something? I always go back. I can never, ever imagine now. I had to go to training every day in a suit and a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
Scandalous, that.
A 16 years of age.
As a sports person, going with a shirt and tie. Wow, talking about uncomfortable.
Mate, it was ridiculous.
You see, I think I saw about a ball into the box for Celtic. Ball. John McCracken's had to just beat that one away. It was across the 6 yard box.
Good play from Celtic. Great movement.
They're looking sharp, Celtic, yeah. Early on, they're knocking that ball about well. They're all one a touch. They're all looking lively. So Dundee just need to be careful. Don't lose. Don't concede an early goal.
I watched Dundee Celtic Park. Same formation. Old chance again.
Coon with a curling effort. Saved again by John McCracken, who's had to be busy in these early stages.
Well, I was just about to say that I watched Dundee getting dragged about the pitch, and they had no idea how to combat Celtic's wide men on that occasion. And it's pretty similar in the opening 7 minutes. Coon twice coming into his left foot, and as a fullback, an opposition fullback, I think you're quite happy showing Coon inside there. But you've got to have a midfielder then bottom. It just opens up for him. You think, where's your inside midfielder?
Hold on. So if you're a fullback and you know his dangerous foot's his left, you want to show him inside on that left foot? I would rather show him down the line, Mark.
Yeah, I can understand that. But if you've got traffic inside you, if you've built a structure where you've got midfielders inside the pitch, show him into traffic and keep him going across the pitch. I totally understand. Oh, chance for Celtic.
Yeah, another chance for Celtic. And once again, John McCracken, I think his right foot this time, clears it off the line. It was a header at the back post that was going goalwards.
Dundee are on the ropes, there's no doubt about that here.
I think John McCracken's been busier in the opening 8 minutes of this game than he was in the whole game when Rangers visited Dens Park a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, corner again. Did Celtic not break the record for corners up here before?
Yeah, they had 23 corners.
23
last
or so.
Time,
yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, this was a flicked header to the back post. Oh. It was a Greg Taylor that managed to head it down towards the goal. John McCracken just flicked out his right boot and managed to divert it away.
There was nothing wrong with the start from Celtic. Just the finishing touches needed. It's another good ball into the box. Good header away that time by McGee, because he's under huge pressure from Carter Vickers there within the 6 yard box. That's a good start. Good tempo from Celtic.
Celtic look sharp. They look sharp about their business. I know it's early. We've seen this picture before. You just wonder, the criticism comes with Celtic. One half are brilliant, second half they drop off it. They just need to put it together this afternoon, but they've got off to a good start. They're looking very sharp indeed. Dundee just try to make it difficult now, get people behind the ball, plug the gaps, but you just need to be careful. Celtic will cut you open. Their movement's very good.
Yeah, it'll be a big concern for Tony Docherty and his staff, because when you've seen Celtic put 13 goals past you in 3 games already this season, it's a bit ominous the way they've started again today.
They've been livelier, Celtic, in the first 10 minutes than Rangers were in 90 in Paisley. But you can praise all of that all day until they score a goal, it amounts to nothing.
Yeah, they're certainly looking sharp in the opening stages. 10 minutes gone at Dens Park. We will get some reaction from the managers as well shortly from the earlier match. Dundee with a chance, first real chance to break forward. It just gets caught under Luke McCowan's feet.
I've got pace as well, Dundee at the top end of the pitch, and that, those are the opportunities there. When Celtic are a bit slack like they were there, it was a poor ball in, I think it was to Matt O'Reilly, and they nick it. They need to promote bodies forward quickly to trouble Celtic. Just seeing the chance back again. Greg Taylor does really well, because it's such a difficult header.
Initially as if it was McCracken's foot, but actually fingertips, yeah. It bounced up and managed to
he's
get
almost
it away.
Behind his line there when he does that. Taylor does well just to to get it on target. It's another good save.
Well, it's 80% possession for Celtic so far. I know it's early, but I think Brendan Rodgers will be quite happy the way they've started there. Hatate looking for a foul, didn't get it.
Yeah, down in the middle of the park, but waved to play on by John Beaton. That's good striker play by Bakayoko, just to hold off Cameron Carter-Vickers.
Yeah, really good battle there from the two of them. Bakayoko did well just to just to hold the ball up a bit. Then it's his second touch takes him away.
Vickers is so strong, isn't he? He's just, he really stands his ground. Good centre half player.
Dependable.
Yeah, good centre half player. So strong.
Brendan Rodgers says it himself that there's just a much more of a calmness about Celtic's back line when Cameron Carter-Vickers is in it.
Oh yeah, if you take him out of it, you're immediately in trouble, as was proved earlier in the season. He's only had
Celtic work it into the box again. Was it James Forrest with the cross towards the back post that bounces out?
Brilliant play from Forrest. I said that. That's, he loves to come inside and bounce things off. So 1-2 with Hatate. He's in a good position. He tries to open his foot up and curl it to the back post. It just goes wrong, but he looks sharp. He looks sharp already.
It's a great little return pass from Hatate. You know, he just takes the sting out the pass into Forrest's path. I think James Forrest should do better there when he gets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a shot? Is that a cross?
I think that's a cross, mate. Not a shot. I wouldn't.
Yeah, was he just trying to direct it towards the back post? Didn't quite get it right.
I think so. It just went wrong for him. But Celtic certainly bossing the game so far.
Does he maybe look like a player that's trying to prove a point, James Forrest?
Well, I don't think with 22 medals in your cabinet, you don't need to prove a point to anyone.
Maybe just based on this season, though, because
I think
Brendan Rodgers said himself that he believes James Forrest thinks he should be playing more. So you can still have that back catalogue of what you've done, but still, you know, want to prove a point that you should have played more this specific season.
Yeah, I think he's enjoyed the fact that so many people have pointed out that it's maybe time for a James Forrest, and he's been proud of that recognition. But as I say, we're 13 minutes in. Celtic have made a very, very good start, but they have to score, quite simple, and keep one out at the other end.
Plenty of time to do it with just 13 minutes on the clock. Dundee yet to threaten. Really had that one corner, didn't they, that was dealt with pretty easily.
You see Scott Parson on the bench here, just taking he's the one that's taking the orders from Tony Docherty. He's got I hope it's ordered. It looked like he was just listening to his iPod, by the way. he had his headphones plugged in. Big Scotty likes some music. I played with him at Dundee United. He's got history against Celtic. He signed for Dundee United and he was an up and coming player, centre half, ball playing centre half, and within maybe 10 minutes of his debut at Celtic Park, real bad knee injury, and he failed to recover from it, and his career was stunted at Dundee United anyway. A good coach, Scott.
I would just turn my phone off.
Batteries, no reception.
Batteries low.
Tell you what, it's tough to get a signal as well inside stadiums.
It is.
You think Tony's just speaking to him throughout the full game here?
Yeah, managers do that. They're a nuisance. You know, and you're sitting there trying to go up and down and pass on the information, but turn the phone off.
The day for Tottenham almost went from bad to worse. They're 3-0 down. A big save from Vicario to keep it at 3 as well. Could be an absolute hammering for Ange Postecoglou's side.
He probably thinks 3-0 is a hammering. Already.
Yeah. I did hear him when somebody said, would you have settled for fifth? Did you hear his interview? Would you have settled for fifth before the start of the season? He says, no. Of course not. I wouldn't have settled for fifth. I want to win it all. He said, but our position is reflective of how our seasons went. He's just got the journalist down there wrapped around his finger, hasn't he? He's got them tied in knots.
He's doing a good job for what he took over. And he lost what the best striker in English football. Even you could say Europe, one of the best strikers in Europe football, to have to recover from that and build a team round about, you know, other players. I think he's done a fantastic job.
Dundee just slack there. Yeah. They'll allow that to run out, thinks it's going to be a goal kick. It's a corner kick though. So another opportunity for Celtic.
Yeah, Matt O'Reilly to deliver, one of the 11 players on the PFA Team of the Year.
Oh, was it Team of the Year? I seen for Player of the Year coming up there.
No, not.
I didn't think that was out yet.
No, nominations for that aren't out yet.
When's Fraser Givens at today?
I think it's the start of this coming week. We'll find out.
But not tomorrow.
Could well be.
Fraser could give us a wee head up. We'll know.
Next Sunday, is it?
Next Sunday.
Aye, so it's got to be tomorrow. Yep. They're released and they'll be there holding a big PFA sign, getting their photos taken, all four of them. doing their interviews.
You got your ticket in, I hear you've not got your
ticket.
I didn't
get my ticket in, so if I don't receive it, I won't be going.
You take that.
By the way, if you get a free spare ticket, get me in the box.
I hope Wisher's listening to this.
Well, I've not got my ticket.
At least I was upfront and honest and just said, unfortunately, well,
it's like a physical ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you not got an invite?
I've got an invite.
That's all you need.
I know, I need something.
You need the ticket, do you not? To show
because nobody will know you.
Show the steward on the door.
Yeah, because the steward doesn't know you.
No.
It's all right for the big A-listers like me and
previous
Hugh,
winners.
Hugh and that, we get just chaperoned up beside Fraser for a few nice glasses of wine, but you'll need to show your ID. Bring your passport.
Yeah, not just player of the year as well. There's young player of the year, and then there'll be the women's player of the year and women's young player of the year as well. So plenty of nominees. We'll find out tomorrow, and then the winners they'll find out on Sunday.
It's always a good night, that.
Yeah.
Good to see some ex-teammates and things like that, ex-colleagues. Always entertaining.
I just need to find the driver.
Oh, wee Albert, I'll be Albert, we're
leaving.
You'll
not even see the first award.
You can see Hugh walking round to the table. Wee Albert's hiding. Albert, I know you're under there. The car will be, the engine will be switched on at 10:30. I feel sorry for that.
As you can
man.
Tell, there's maybe a bit of a lull in the game at Dens Park.
That's
Celtic.
Because it's gone flat. You know, the early zip has gone from the game. And, you know, Celtic slowing up a bit now.
Yeah, maybe a chance here for Celtic just trying to shift Dundee around towards the edge of the box, find that space.
You can see Dundee's tactic. Everybody behind the ball, try and hit Celtic in the counter, make it very difficult for them. So it might be a wee afternoon for Celtic, just to be patient. They'll certainly get the players that can find those gaps if Dundee switch off, but they're making it very difficult indeed, Dundee.
Yeah, James Forrest has been trying to cause problems down the left. That ball into the box doesn't find a Celtic jersey.
He was just looking for one of his midfielders just to bounce off of there, James, when he cut back on his right foot, but on the wrong page. I think Celtic are moving it fine. Dundee obviously learned their lessons. Fascinating to see the two approaches from the opposition. St Mirren were brave and pressed Rangers and put them under pressure and got their rewards. Dundee, like Daz said, just sitting deep and thinking, let's just keep this tight and let's see if Celtic can break us down. And as long as Celtic keep moving it and rotating, they will get opportunities.
Here we are.
Yeah, Joe Hart has to come out of his box to deal with that. Slices the ball up into the air, but will be dealt with eventually. Tell you what, while there is a bit of a lull in the game, let's hear from Philip Clement, shall we, what he made of Rangers' performance today.
Was it our most sexy game? No. But it's also the circumstances. All respect towards St Mirren also. Their aggressivity, their power in the duels. They want these duels every time. Pitch is also smaller, so that creates also more duels. And we had to dig in. We knew that from before, but the team did, and get the result. So I don't think if you don't lead with 0-2 or 0-3 that one team will have an easy game here. That's because of the quality and the mentality of St Mirren, of the players, of their manager. So it's about taking the 3 points and with a very good second goal also.
Is that maybe what you expected, acknowledging that it's not our best performance of the season, but just happy to have the win?
The quick summary of that is, I don't care what it looked like, we won. And that is the story of the day. You know, Celtic here, Dens started on fire. The fire's gone out. But they won't care what it looks like if they can get a winning goal.
Yeah, Celtic still very much dominating the ball. Dundee trying to forry forward a couple of times, but coming to nothing.
Yeah, Dundee just making sure that they get people behind the ball, making it hard for Celtic. Celtic still dominating the game. They're not getting in behind Dundee, which Tony Dock will be absolutely delighted about. I said that I think this game's taking the pattern of it'll maybe a patience afternoon for Celtic. They'll just need to, you know, keep the ball and look for spaces and try and drag Dundee players around the pitch. But they've got to be careful at the other end as well, because we all know that Dundee have got players capable, if you give them an opportunity, of hurting you.
This is leading somewhere, but did you ever play against any players that were just really annoying, just did annoying things on the pitch to try and wind you up? I've just seen a video of Ben White, Arsenal defender in the North London derby, just undoing Vicario's gloves at a corner while he's standing behind him at a corner, just, you know, the sort of Velcro bit, yeah, on the glove, just undoing that just to try and wind him up and annoy him.
Oh, it's got to be a boot, is it? No, I dare say, Andrew, I've played against a fair few that would be fairly annoying. None that is.
You must have had a few winding up tactics up your sleeve.
I was very annoying, I've got to say, because I spoke to people the full game, goalkeepers and centre halves. I used to stand next to the goalkeeper at a corner. Ah, loved it. Some of my
what
one-liners.
What would
you be saying? Oh, some, I couldn't repeat it. Some of my one-liners were, even for me, were good at that time.
You can tell how bad the game's got now. We're back to Gordon Dale's early days now.
You think the game's that bad, Hugh? Really?
Well, it's not the...
Not goal-mouth action,
no,
I would
nothing,
say.
Nothing. But started well. I mean, Kuhn had two terrific chances early on, but it's dried up now.
Yeah, Dundee trying to find a way into the Celtic box at the moment.
Good play there from Tiffany there.
It's a goal kick.
I thought he kept it alive, but shows good pace. But again, Carter Vickers shows why he's so valuable. Just his pace, his strength, his positioning in the right position at the right time. I think the game's okay. I think Dundee have done well to, you know, hold out in that opening period and just simmer Celtic down a bit, and they're starting to move forward. But that is a danger. When they start to move forward, gaps at the back start opening, and that's when Celtic will exploit them. But Celtic will have to be patient, there's no doubt. You know, they just have to keep moving the ball.
Yeah, Brendan Rodgers will have seen enough, I'm sure, to be encouraged for what's to come. Kyogo just trying to turn on the edge of the box there, and Dundee able to get it away.
He's not had much service this afternoon, no. 23 minutes in, Kyogo. But we know if you put quality balls in that box, he comes alive, he's danger. So Dundee just need to be aware. That's a great touch from Forrest.
Touch, yes.
Oh my,
and the cross
goodness.
In from James Forrest as well. Big chance for Celtic, and it's wasted by Rayo Hatate.
Oh,
I thought
Kuhn should have done better at the back, yeah, post, first of all, but then I think Hatate should put it in the back of the net as well. Forrest does brilliant, dinks up to the back post. I think Kuhn should get in.
Oh, Hatate must
score. And Hatate's
score.
Got to score.
I mean, it's good defending at the back post by Owen Dodgson, isn't it? He gets his body across Kuhn and blocks it. Rayo Hatate arriving. Is he maybe worried about the Dundee defender in front of him? Is it bouncing up at an awkward height?
Goes, yeah, with the right foot. Maybe let it come across you that other yard and just put it in with your left foot.
Oh, he's got to score, Mark.
Big chance.
He's got to put it this way, right? He's got to hit the target. It's harder to do what he achieved there and put it by the post.
All came from some good work by James Forrest. It was just a really nice first touch and then ran round the other side of the Dundee defender.
Just intelligence. That, you know, a throw in over the Dundee back line, but he understands where he has to move the ball to as a Dundee player's running towards him, and he manages to get to the byline. But then even the quality of the ball,
yeah,
dink to the back post, brilliant.
I think there is that frustration with some of Celtic's wingers sometimes, that they'll do the first bit right and then the delivery's not quite there. But James Forrest showing both sides of it,
yeah,
there,
without doubt. And I just thought Kuhn maybe a wee bit on his heels. Yeah, Dodgson does well as a fullback to tuck in, but can you get ahead of the fullback?
Here's a break away from Dundee now. Have they got enough support in the box?
Yeah, Bakayoko just trying to assess his options.
Well, he's done well there because he had nothing really to aim, mm-hmm, it in the box, so he's held the ball up.
Well, Dodgson, it's a dangerous looking ball in towards the back post. Ooh, and Bakayoko, don't know if he was really expecting it to come to him, and he makes the contact, just bounces nicely into the arms of Joe Hart.
It was Celtic's Achilles heel last week, yeah. Crosses from this right hand side to the back post.
He doesn't get his feet right, does he?
Got to adjust his feet. That's a good opportunity. He's got to do better.
Is that maybe just a lack of anticipation because there are three players in front of him?
I'm
is
sorry.
He maybe expecting one of them? I'm not saying he should be doing that, but is that what it
if
maybe it, looks like?
If you're a striker, you've got to just be on your toes to anticipate anything that's going to happen in that box. Be sharp to react. That's what you work on every single day in training. Movement in the box, crosses coming in. You work in that every day. That's your job. And when the ball falls to him, then he's got to adjust his feet. He's got to do better for
him. By the same token, you know, Celtic lost two goals in that manner in the cup tie last weekend. Every day in training, as you say, why are the same mistakes getting made?
Oh. Yeah, well, Owen Dodgson does well to rob Nicholas Kuhn of possession, goes for the similar cross this time. It's low and dealt with well.
Oh, looked good, the shape on that. He went low, he went right across, trying to get in behind Carter Vickers. Just a couple of wee opportunities opening up for Dundee. It's their best spell.
I think we've looked at that game and thought, right, anything we get in the left-hand side, try and just aim to the back post and see if we can go and attack it. Was that a free kick for you, Mark?
No, it was. Well, it wasn't given. It was given for a handball by Owen Dodgson, who went down and then,
I think he's unlucky there,
gathered the ball with his arms in anticipation of getting the free kick, but it went against him.
I think he could have had a shout for a free kick there. Kuhn just putting his shoulder into him there.
All of a sudden, 27 minutes gone, and Celtic have slipped back out of the game now.
Dundee certainly looking a bit better than they were in the opening stages, but Celtic just able to pile so many bodies back when Dundee are breaking forward.
See, if I was Celtic, I wouldn't really mind this, because Dundee are starting to throw more players forward. You know, Celtic were finding it very difficult to break them down. When Dundee get a bit of confidence, throw more players forward. If Celtic can then win back the ball, they've got a better opportunity causing problems. But they've got to, I agree with you, they've got to defensively make sure they shut the back door and be a bit more solid, because they are giving Dundee a little bit of encouragement.
Is it game on in the North London Derby? 3-1 now. There's a goal back. Christian Romero scoring for Tottenham.
I don't want to say anything to you, Andrew, but I've taped this for tonight because I'm in the night, and you've totally ruined my evening's entertainment.
If you think you're going to come into a studio where we're talking about football for 6 hours we're not
interested in English football. This is all the Scottish pro football.
Oh well, it's 3-1. I'll keep you updated. I've got the TV screen in front of me. What are your other plans that you've got tonight then? No, nothing interesting.
Recliner.
I'm still recovering from my Friday night antics.
Two day hangover. Oh, he was poorly yesterday, Andrew.
I was in my bunk bed at 8:30 last night, struggling.
Oh, he's just dragging his cell a bit here yesterday, feeling sorry for himself.
Oh,
what a professional.
Yes, he just he rolled his sleeves up and gone, well. But early to bed, were you?
Oh, goodness. I was shattered.
Did you make much of the day? No, no,
I don't. I don't watch much of the day now. That's not for me.
That's because you record all the games and watch them back. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I like to do that on a Monday. That's my Monday day.
I do that on a Saturday night. Honestly, I record match of the day and watch it. I know it gets on first thing on a Saturday, a Sunday morning anyway, but I record it, and if I'm up early, I'll stick that on. Don't watch it live. Can never stay up for it.
Still 0-0 at Dens Park between Dundee and Celtic. No real.
I've recorded that as well.
Yeah, no real chances since that sort of flurry in the opening 10 minutes when Celtic looked sharp. Well, there was that Rio Hatate one that he maybe should have done better with. Celtic just trying to move the ball around the left wing and work it into the box. Dundee clear.
If I were Brendan Rodgers, I'd be concerned at the lack of activity in front of goal. I mean, we can go on and on and on. They're sleepwalking towards 0-0 at half time.
They've had 6 attempts in goal in 30 minutes. The goalkeeper's made 3 saves. What?
Yeah, I don't think Brendan Rodgers is going to be too concerned at the moment. It's Celtic come forward. What a goal that is. Goal flashes
with M&D Green Pharmacy. That's why I love Warren with this guy.
And guess who? It's James Forrest with the goal. A really good strike. Popped up for him nicely at the edge of the box. Hammered it low into the far corner. Celtic have the lead.
Sensational goal, you've got to say. And look, it's the way I was describing it. For me, Celtic have moved the ball well, and they've been patient, they've created chances, and it's just the quality of this. Into Kyogo, touch back, and James Forrest on the volley from 18 yards across McCracken. He's got no chance. And a terrific start from Celtic.
I'll tell you what, anybody that writes this boy off don't know anything about football. That is absolutely brilliant. Kyogo tries to control that. They get a bit of luck, it bounces up, but the minute that happens, James Forrest decides, I'll take over here, and he gives the goalkeeper no chance. That's a guy that's high in confidence, and that's a terrific strike.
And that's why he's there instead of Yang.
Oh, come on, you. Let Yang go. Let Yang go. Come on.
Sleepwalking towards half time. Bang.
There you are.
There's the wake up.
You just add that to the collection of.
Oh, yeah.
Just
there's been a few, but that's almost the perfect one.
That's why I'm here.
Do you know something, Hugh? I'm not on Twitter, but I would join just to see the reaction in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, but that's full of degenerates.
But honestly, Hugh, did you think Brendan Rodgers would have been concerned at the lack of action?
James Forrest has just brought this game alive like a stick of dynamite. Because
he's got them out of jail.
It was sleepwalking, and then bang, there goes James Forrest. One goal lead, and I've been campaigning for him all week, and I'm glad that Brendan listens.
But the stats, like we were just saying before, it showed that McCracken's made 3 saves
very early on, and then for a 20 minute period it went quiet.
But then for a team to dominate a game, you're not expecting that they're going to have shots every 2 minutes for the full 90 minutes and dominate. It's just not how football works.
My great ability is to ignore everything that you and him and him say.
And let me tell you, you're very good at it. Ah, brilliant, I love that. But we said earlier, it started well. It was a game of patience. Dundee were very well organised, making it hard. But what a way to get back into the team from your starting position, from Brendan Rodgers bumming you up this week. My goodness.
Ooh. That's a long range strike from Luke McCowan, just goes over the bar.
He's had a good season this season. Yeah. And he's capable of scoring from there. It's a good attempt, you know. They do well just to keep it alive. Silla keeps it alive. He's a long way out. When you see the replay again, he's probably about 25 yards out there. Take something extra special to beat Joe Hart from there.
But McCowan has scored 9 this season, all in the Premiership. And that was an example of, he won't win the raffle if he don't buy a ticket. So he had a go.
He's been good this year, Hugh. Dundee have got some good promising players. Cameron in the middle of the park as well. You know what? Even the signing of Tiffany, I think he does a terrific job. He's worked rate everything about him.
Good player, yeah.
They've signed well. They've lost to Shaughnessy and Beck at left back, who's been absolutely terrific when he came to Dundee. They've lost 2 really important defenders. It's a big ask today against a Celtic team that know, you know, they've watched what Rangers have achieved at Paisley and are 3 points in the bag. They want to keep their heads firmly in the driving seat, and I think that, as I know what Hugh's saying, right, because we all want exciting games. I think we all got spoiled last Saturday, but I think Brendan Rodgers so far would be very, very happy with his 33 minutes.
I've got to agree with you. I think Celtic will be pleased with us. Brendan Rodgers, his coaching team and the players, I think this half hour anyway, what we've witnessed, it might change, but this Celtic team look focused, they look sharp, they look up for it. It's a great goal. They've created chances. So exactly what you would want. Forrest has another goal coming in his right foot. Dundee just not solving that problem with the 2 wingers coming in at all.
James Forrest has read every headline about this guy could be the difference maker now, because he's determined to take that mantle on to his shoulders. Every time he gets the ball, his first thought is how he can test John McCracken.
Well, that's the argument with James Forrest's detractors, though. And there's one, there's one that works in this building.
Who?
I can't name and shame. I can't.
Go
on. No.
Whisper it and I'll do it.
No.
Producer Michael.
Is it? Okay.
I was not going to throw him under the bus.
You didn't. I did.
Oh, well. Okay.
Right, okay. What does he say?
Wait, he just doesn't rate him. He does not rate him. I had a discussion with him last week and I asked him his points why, and he couldn't really give me anything. But it's a weird, he's not alone, by the way.
I've heard his opinions on a lot of things. And
I know.
Yeah.
Well, let's
fans, young fans, don't like retro, and they think James Forrest represents retro. Why are we still? He was 10 years ago as player, and so on and so forth. But that's because they don't know anything about the game.
Does it beg the question with James Forrest? Brendan Rodgers said it himself during the week that, you know, he maybe even questioned himself that he's not played James Forrest more this season. But it's a fair thing to ask now that, you know, if he is putting in the performances, he is scoring goals with his limited minutes.
Oh, there's one for
should
McGregor.
Should he have been playing more this season?
Yes. We'll just wait and see how Callum McGregor's
he's
pounding,
took a bag one,
pounding
yeah.
the grass and the the fashion of people who think they've got a sore one.
Right in the ankle up.
A sore one for Callum McGregor.
Yeah.
That yellow card. Has he been booked? No.
No. I think going back to James Forrest, right, you talk about Brendan Rodgers questioning himself. Listen, let's not be kidded here. That is terrific man management. He knows he's going to play him today. So he then gives it the, oh, I maybe should have played James a lot more. He's been brilliant, whatever. All he's doing is keeping that confidence, that feel factor good. Like James Forrest is listening to the manager. I'm going to show him. He's got a lot of confidence in me now. He certainly repaid it, because I think for the first 36 minutes, Forrest has been excellent.
Brendan Rodgers not happy with that challenge on McGregor. He's talking to the fourth official about it, but no booking. And thankfully, McGregor seems to be okay and up and on with the game.
Yeah, they've not seen any issues with it in the VAR room either. We'll continue. Is he back on, Callum McGregor?
I think so. I don't think he went off, did he?
No.
Maybe just more of an impact injury, was it?
Yeah, it looked a real sore one, but I don't think did the physio come on?
No, he didn't. Yeah,
so he was just needing a few minutes just to recover. We've all had some of those. Just need a wee minute just to let it relax. Here's Dundee coming up.
Cross from the right this time. James Forrest takes a deflection, goes out for, I think it's Forrest, a corner.
Yeah, box across. So he's doing his duties, going back the way. And, you know, a slight opportunity for Dundee. They've had few glimpses of Joe Hart's goal, but set pieces they can maybe do something with. They're a big team. You see a couple of their bigger players,
they're scoring up there, more Lammy. Goals for yep, corners than any other team.
Oh, great start. Yeah, that's good homework.
Thank you.
That's why you're on here.
I read that this morning. I was doing a bit of research this morning.
You always are. I know that.
I can't believe you missed that coming up on the TV.
I honestly thought you were being sarcastic there.
I was just trying to give him some credit. Just take the passing about the people in the car who's listening, they don't know you've seen that on
I
TV.
Don't want, I only take credit just when
pull the wool over their eyes.
My fans out there know.
What was it? There was a few consecutive Saturdays that you just came up with random stats that you'd come across on some website. Remember, it was the most rogue selection of stats you'd ever heard, and Fraser Wishart managed to out you.
Fraser Wishart thinks he's smart as a ball. That's easily taken. Fraser thinks he's just smart. I do a lot of research on a Friday for a programme. That's one thing. Never get out. Well, I was out this Friday
night. Yeah, I was going to say that.
What sort of research are you doing this Friday?
There's a lie.
What were you researching into then? Entertaining night that was.
Unless said about it, the better.
Researching every alcoholic brand. What does this taste like? We'll go on to this one next. I'm glad you're recovered. You're much more full of life today than you were yesterday.
Oh, I had a packet of crisps for my dinner.
Did you?
Oh yeah.
That's when you know it's bad.
You know you're in trouble.
Grown man having a packet of crisps for his dinner.
A packet of plain.
Can you even eat the flavour?
Did you even finish them?
I drank.
You've not recovered, are you?
Another
strike from Dundee, straight into the arms of Joe Hart.
Well, it all came from Hatate losing the ball. He's looked a bit ineffectual today, Ray or Hatate. Likewise, it would have to be said, Matt O'Reilly, he's yet to impose himself on this game. So far, about James Forrest. If you want something positive, James Forrest, every time the ball's at his feet, and the excellent volleyed goal, which has put Celtic in front.
I think positive is the fact that Celtic are leading 1-0 here. They're dominating the game. Joe Hart's had a couple of shots from long distance. Nothing really to worry about. I think Brendan Rodgers will be very positive. Don't get me wrong, I'm a great believer in, especially games like this, a second goal certainly helps. But 40 minutes on the clock, I don't think Brendan Rodgers will be complaining about a lot.
I think that's a real downside to Kuhn. You know, he's very slight, not really aggressive, and that ball's running towards the corner flag. There was only going to be one winner there. Dodgson just gets his body across. Maybe he has a slight argument seeing it back that Dodgson maybe uses two hands to push Kuhn, but you just got to be stronger there, haven't you?
But it's right in front of the assistant referee. I don't see why that's not a foul.
Yeah, maybe. But I agree with Daz in terms of positivity. you come into these games and it's high pressure environment. You know Rangers have won. You've got to analyse the performance within the 40 minutes. You've got to be true to it and honest. Celtic have moved it well. It's not been a turgid watch if you're a Celtic fan, this one. I think they've played well. You know, they've got good performances within that. And there should be more than one up if you go with that opening 5 minutes as well. They've scored a terrific goal, conceded very little at the back. That's a good first half, I would have to say. Again, I might go a different way in the second half because that has been the story for Celtic this year. That will be Brendan Rodgers' message. No doubt about it at half time. Do not take a step backwards. Go forward. Repeat the first half and they'll get out of there with 3 points. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I agree with Mark because they've been known for that recently about, you know, one half they play well, second half they drop off it, you know, vice versa. So I think Brendan Rodgers, if they get in 1-0, would be reasonably happy, but he will be telling them, look, there's still a long way to go in this game because at one point, if it's 1-0, Dundee are going to change the tactics and throw more players forward. As Celtic come here, this is an opportunity.
Kyogo with the ball down the right wing, just trying to find that delivery. I think it maybe comes off Kyogo last and it will be a goal kick.
Good play from Lamy there. Yep. Covers ground well and quickly to get back to Kyogo.
I'd take him off.
You take Kyogo off?
Get Adam Ido on there.
Yeah, Hugh, honestly, I'd love to have been your assistant in the day. See, in fact, I'll tell you, see if I was, could turn back time, when I was a manager, I'd bring you in my number two.
That's it.
Kyogo not being involved in the game really isn't an issue for Celtic, is it? Because some of his best games he's had for Celtic, he's not really involved much and then scores goals.
Yeah, a lot of what you see Kyogo doing, or don't see him doing off actually, work, is so valuable to the team. So, by the way, see when O'Reilly and Hatate's getting on the ball or Forrest getting on the ball, Kyogo's had something to do with that. He's either making a run in behind to take the Dundee back line back the way, or he's running in between centre halves to occupy them. So, although he doesn't get many touches of the ball, he's always an important cog in this wheel.
His major contribution was being unable to control the ball and it put it up in the air for James Forrest to volley it in.
Some people would call that an assist.
Yeah. You don't have many positive things to say about Celtic, even though they're one up.
That is a positive. I said that. I mean, there was some volley from James Forrest. You're too forgiving. I have no time for forgiveness.
Just honest. Just seeing what's in front of us and the way it's playing out, and it's been positive.
Yeah, no time for positivity either.
Yeah, well, it looks as if this game might just sort of peter on to half time. There's not really much intensity at the moment. Celtic will be quite happy just to see this one into the break.
By the way, the pitch, although it does look good, see when you're just seeing the ball getting moved about,
bumpy.
It is bumpy, yeah. It's a lot bumpier than I thought. And again, great credit to players, both sets of players. Even when Dundee's got the ball, they've knocked a bit okay. It's never easy at this time of year. If you get a dry pitch like this one and it's churned up underneath as well, it's hard to connect to passes, but they're doing okay both sides so far.
I think if Celtic get a second goal before half time, that would be it.
Yeah, well, they will push for it here. Callum McGregor just finding Matt O'Reilly in the middle of the park. Chance for Nicholas Kuhn to show what he can do out on
he's
the
right wing.
He's
got to come inside, surely not.
His cross is skewed out for a goal kick.
That's what I was saying to you, Mark, about defending. I would show him down because he just swings his right foot at. Yeah. I'm waiting for him to duck back on his left and cause problems. I love that. I love when the managers get the good pen. That's a lovely pen.
It's nice.
Brendan Rodgers just noting down.
A lovely pen.
Like what's he noting down there? Nicholas Kuhn.
He's
bad cross
down.
Work on right foot.
How much did we waste on him?
I'll tell you, the best one I've ever seen with that was Alan Pardew, West Ham, and the camera comes from up above behind him and he's wrote down West Ham 1 Arsenal 0 at his notepad, and I'm thinking there's two big scoreboards in this arena that you can
look busy,
and you're the manager, mate.
Yeah,
I think you should know
busy.
You're 1-1-0. I would have a wee drawing or something.
See, when I started out at Airdrie, actually, I took notes and then I quickly just thought, this is nonsense.
45 minutes, you can remember.
I can
what
remember
you've seen,
everything.
Surely.
Aye.
Seriously, though, Kuhn's got to do better. I mean, he's
Are you on Kuhn now? You're just going for
Yang on the pitch.
Winger,
we're on Kuhn. Who's
total,
next?
Total waste of money.
Tell you what, it's going to be an interesting end to the North London derby, I think, because of Tottenham just been awarded a penalty following a VAR check. I think they have.
Whoa,
done.
There's 3-1
down,
back.
Could be 3-2. Certainly, Michael Oliver went over to the screen.
Half time.
It's half time. Let's get the story from Fraser Wishart.
Yeah, half time is Dundee 0, Celtic 1. Been a really good game to watch. Both sides playing some decent stuff. Celtic dominating and deservedly ahead. And who else but James Forrest scored the only goal. At the time of the half, where Dundee were actually having a good spell and looking at scoring themselves, having survived a whirlwind start from Celtic. They came out of the blocks straight from the kickoff, putting Dundee under real pressure. Forrest cut inside and shot just over. Kuhn cut inside from the other wing, and his left foot, his shot was deflected, fumbled by McCracken. They recovered as Kyogo waited to pounce on the loose ball. The keeper then was called into action again. Atati drove the ball across goal and he dived to punch the cross away, and then John McCracken saved really well. Kuhn again cutting into his left foot, shooting for the far post, but the keeper dived to push it away before he then had to make a fingertip save to push a Greg Taylor header off the line after Scales got a touch to an O'Reilly corner. And all that was in the first 8 minutes, and Dundee hardly been out of their half, but they began to get better organised defensively, leaving Bakayoko up front of his own, and the high tempo of Celtic's play dropped, although still dominating the ball as the chances dried up, until Atati wasted a really good chance after great work again by Forrest. His cross fell to Atati 6 yards out, the loose ball, he should have scored, but he shot wide of the goal. Then the first clear chance for Dundee in 25 minutes, Dodgson on the left hand side, the lovely cross to the back post, and Bakayoko somehow didn't get proper contact on the ball. Really good chance, but the ball ended up in the arms of Joe Hart. And in 29 minutes came the opening goal, and it was James Forrest. Who else? Celtic's passing, they just upped the tempo a bit. The ball got played into Kyogo, looks like he tried to control it, it just bounced off him, but into the path of the Celtic winger, and Forrest volleyed brilliantly past McCracken from 16 yards. The keeper was motionless. Dundee still occasionally a threat on the break. McCown and Bakayoko had shots on the edge of the box, but they all went straight at Joe Hart. Job half done for Celtic, but Brendan Rodgers will be wanting his team to keep going forward and get a second goal to put it to bed, because Dundee still in it and still an occasional threat going forward at 1-0. Half time at Dens Park, Dundee 0, Celtic 1.
Yes, Celtic in front. We'll take a bit of preview to that second half next.
The fastest goals, the experts' opinions. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Dundee 0, Celtic 1, the score at half time at Dens Park. Rangers did their job earlier on. A 2-1 win against St Mirren and Paisley meant they went level on points with Celtic. Celtic looking to put that gap back to 3 points. They've done half of the job so far, 1-0 up. We've just seen the goal again from James Forrest. Was a really good strike, wasn't it?
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Get a little bit of fortune, because the ball comes in, Kyogo tries to control it, it bounces up off him, and it sits perfectly for Forrest, who decides, I'll take over now. The goalkeeper's rooted to the spot, gives him absolutely no chance. I think first 45 plus, Forrest has been terrific. I think he started sharp, he came inside, he's had a few shots at goals, he's tried to bounce things off people. He's got a real freshness about him, a real bit of sharpness about him today. I don't know if he'll play the 90 minutes. I think obviously he's not had a lot of game time, so probably his race will be run after another 20-25 minutes. But he's contributed so much, and I think that Celtic will be happy watching the highlights back. Probably should have had another one, but they've kept Dundee out at the other end. Dundee have not really caused any problems, but I think the game plan for Dundee, just simply stay in the game, which they are, and then they maybe tweak the system a little bit, go forward, be a bit braver. If that happens, they either score a goal or Celtic pick them off. So I think we're in for a good second half.
Brendan Rodgers just be looking for more of the same, really?
I think so. I think he can be happy with how his team started that first half and how quickly they moved the ball and they get into the final third with these. I think definitely more a threat down the left hand side. We've seen that earlier on, right away from Carter Vickers' diagonal pass to Forrest, and we're thinking, how'd they get so much space? And they've worked it well in that area. Forrest has been the standout, no doubt, not just his goal, but he has been the main threat carrying it forward. But Celtic have had to be patient at times as well. You know, they had a flurry of opportunities that McCracken had three saves, I think, in the first 5 minutes. Hugh was right, it did take a wee bit of a lull, but I still think they kept control of the game. But look, Dundee always carry a threat. When you've got Bakayoko and you've got guys like McCown who can score from distance, and the pace of Tiffany and Boateng, of course they're going to carry a threat. And while it stays 1-0, you're always susceptible to that counter attack. But overall, I think Brendan Rodgers will be happier. I've watched Celtic a lot this year, and he's had a lot worse 45 minutes than we've just seen there. So more of the same for the Celtic manager.
We'll get the second half underway next.
Scottish football's league leader. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.